I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Olympic torch arrived in San Francisco today under heavy guard. It was then whisked away to a secret location. The tight security comes as no surprise given yesterday's torch protests in Paris. We'll hear more about the torch in a moment. First, there are growing calls for world leaders to boycott the opening ceremony of this summer's Beijing Games. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton urged President Bush to stay away unless China improves its human rights record. The World's Katie Clark has more on this twist on the boycott idea.
The excitement that usually marks the buildup to the opening ceremony of an Olympics has been replaced this time around with controversy. That controversy has to do with China's poor human rights record at home and abroad. Under pressure, Hollywood director Steven Spielberg quit as artistic advisor to the Beijing Games in February. He said he was protesting China's support for the government of Sudan. That government has been accused of genocide in its Darfur region. President Bush said earlier this year that he plans to attend the Beijing Games because they're a sporting event, not a political event.
I am not going to, go and use the Olympics as an opportunity to express my opinions to the Chinese people in a public way, because I do it all the time with the president.
Mr. Bush maintained that position during China's recent crackdown in Tibet, although today a White House spokeswoman refused to rule out the possibility of President Bush missing the opening ceremony. German Chancellor Angela Merkel reportedly plans to stay away. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has suggested that the level of France's participation in the opening ceremony rests on China's willingness to resolve the situation in Tibet. And Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper says he won't be attending the opening ceremony. He insists his decision has nothing to do with human rights. But Harper did recently say that China has to realize that its growing might, combined with its hosting the Olympics, has prompted greater scrutiny of its domestic policies. Olympic historian David Walachinsky says controversy in the lead-up to an Olympics isn't new, but the idea of boycotting the opening ceremony is a new twist.
The closest precedent to what's going on right now is the 1980 Olympics that were in Moscow. President Carter of the United States led a boycott. 45 countries boycotted.
President Carter announced that boycott after the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan.
The Soviet action is a major matter of concern to the entire international community. Soviet efforts to justify this action on the basis of the United Nations Charter are a perversion of the United Nations that should be rejected immediately by all its members.
Many believe that a total boycott of the Games hurts the athletes more than the host nation. British swimmer Duncan Goodhue won a gold medal at the Moscow Olympics.
I have many American friends. I went to American University, and many of those friends could have won gold medals at the Olympic Games in Moscow and didn't. So I think from a personal point of view, it was a catastrophe.
Historian David Walachinsky also opposes Olympic boycotts, and he says he finds it odd that activists are calling for world leaders to boycott this opening ceremony because, as a rule, world leaders don't attend that part of the Games.
It would be kind of surprising, for example, if President Bush did attend the opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics, because no U.S. president has ever attended the opening ceremony of a foreign Olympics. So he would be breaking precedent by attending.
That said, Walachinsky believes the Olympics can be an opportunity to put China's human rights record in the spotlight. He cautions, though, there's a risk it could backfire. People in China might wind up viewing any protest as an attack on them rather than on their government's policies. For The World, this is Katie Clark.